What is the Credit Union Development Education Programme? So many times over the last 20, 30 years, I've heard this expression, DE, or development education, or a development educators. I've heard this expression pop up, and I decided to sort of try and fold back a little bit of the mystery around the DE courses and see if I could find out what it actually is that makes people tick that have been on DE courses, because it's certainly very popular. And if you do talk to anybody that's ever been on a DE course, they're all praise. They're seldom, I've never heard anybody say a bad word about them. But I've heard lots of people say good words about them. As far as the courses, there are 7 programs running in different countries around the world. But I thought today I'd just have a look at the ones taking place here in Europe and the ones taking place in the USA. The European one began life in 2002 when discussions were taking place by people that had been to the USA version. And this group of people here in the UK thought there was a need for a provision of a similar programme, more accessible to people in the UK. Now, the leading light in all this was definitely Marlene Shields, the Chief Executive Officer at Capital Credit Union. But she had help from Mike Beale in the USA, and also from Mary Henderson, who at the time was the APCL president. And they were the first course directors of the DUK programme, which began in Edinburgh 2004. Alex Spence was the administrator of the programme right up until 2010. And after the success of this UK-held programme, the course was turned into the Development Educators Europe. Delegates were now invited from across Europe. And that course has been administered by Carol Philbin from Partners Credit Union and headed by Tracy Fletcher, Chief Executive Officer at Partners Credit Union. I set out to find someone who had been on both the UK and the USA DE events. Andy Davey, the operations manager at the Co-op Credit Union based in Manchester, UK, had been on both. And I started out by asking Andy about his experience of the DE event, starting with the UK one.
Well, I think in 2004, when I was in Edinburgh, that's the first time I believe the programme had actually taken place in the UK. Obviously, I'd only been in the credit union movement for 3 months, and it was something that our board had suggested would be good form of development. Of course, given the opportunity, number one, to go to Edinburgh, but to actually to go and attend this, what a little had heard about this great training programme. So off up to Edinburgh, and it was just amazing. Completely, it blew me away. So at the moment arriving is actually realising that the credit union wasn't just this little credit union thing that was set up amongst a co-op, and it was a worldwide movement, which I had absolutely no concept of the scale, certainly how big credit unions were. So it was, I must have been blown away, completely blown away. So facilitator was Marlene, and Mary Henderson were the facilitators, and Mike Beale, a chap called Mike Beale from America. We had a couple of Canadian delegates on there, but I think in the whole, the majority were from the UK.
Well, first of all, tell me a little bit more about what sort of things impressed you about it. Apart from, I mean, you said about the being in touch with what was a worldwide movement, but what about the actual training event? So, I mean, remember, people listening to this podcast now will be saying, what is this DE thing? I mean, why would you bother going on something like this? It sounds expensive and I'm not sure what the outcome is. What would you say to that?
It's hard. I mean, there's a sort of unwritten rule that what happens at DE stays at DE. So without divulging too much, because what you don't want to do is spoil it for future attendees. I think purely it's about, I mean, I found it all inspirational. The program's been developed over a number of years. I think it's back in the 90s when it started. Certainly from doing the program in the UK to going to America, it's been tweaked year on year on year on year. And it's gradually, year by year, getting improved. And that's nothing to say 2004 wasn't a fantastic program. Going to the States was just a completely different kettle of fish once again. It was just truly amazing. The passion that the presenters show, the knowledge, and also once you get there and you realise you're in a room of people that are in a very similar boat to you. While you've had a brief of what the programme is around before you attend, actually, when you get there, it is truly amazing. Going back to principles of a co-op, why credit unions are here, what we should be doing, some things we do, we don't do.
Andy, how did it come about that then later on that you went to the United States? What did you make of it all?
Obviously, attending the programme early into my credit union career, 2014, I think it helped me progress within my credit union, certainly. The credit union was growing, there was a change in management, there was opportunities available for me, and I think it was the next step in my process to actually experience this programme in America Like I said, I think the UK program was in its early years and it was developing, but to go to America again, it was another level. It was another level. It really gets you thinking about every minute when you're in your credit union, what you're doing. Is it about the benefit of the members? What is it about profit? What is it we're trying to achieve? And actually how closely linked that the co-op principles are into a credit union business.
But some people would say, or may say, it's not cheap. On the face of it, including the airfares, you're going to talk about the best part of £4,000 or £5,000, aren't we?
It isn't cheap, but I can honestly, I think, hand on heart, there is not another training program like it out there. To go and sit in a classroom, if you like, in a training centre with 50 like-minded individuals from different walks of life within the credit union. They can be volunteers, they can be staff, they can be directors. There is something in the program for everyone. And without divulging, like I say, going into the spoiling it too much for future, is that I honestly feel there's nothing like it. It's an amazing, amazing experience, and certainly something which anybody that knows Andy and going to any conference, Andy's always DE, 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 DE. He's always talking about DE and recommending to people and suggesting to people, I even try and think about raising some money to actually send yourself if you can, or even asking your board, if I raise 50% of the cost, will you meet me halfway? And just to allow them to go to the program, because it is truly inspirational. It's amazing.
I understand they do have some scholarships. Rare that they are. There are scholarships available. And perhaps you think it would be worthwhile other credit unions trying to pitch for those scholarships?
Yes, if there is a scholarship available, without a doubt, it's an opportunity not to be missed. It's a must. It's getting that. It's not just the exposure to the credit union world outside of your credit union. You also build up a network of people who become friends. I still have friends who I talk to on quite a regular basis from 2014 in Edinburgh. Well, that is also not just a network of people. It's a sounding board as well. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. I'll go along to conferences. Everywhere I go, I've got my DE badges on. And there is something about being a DE, and you do stop and talk to another DE, first thing you do. And it's not an afterthought. You see another DE and automatically you are drawn to that person. And like I say, it's building up that network of like-minded people, people also that you can bounce queries, questions, or any even problems.
So taking it on balance in terms of how much management education people get working in credit unions, bearing in mind they're only tiny businesses, would you say that if you were going to involve your employees in management training, that this would be worth looking at?
Like I think I referred to earlier, it's no fluke that the program is fantastic. It has been adapted. It's been worked hard on. The presenters, the mentors, the vastly experienced, and the pioneers of the credit union world. There's no fluke about it. It's relevant to everyone, whether you're a new member of staff into a credit union, whether you're a volunteer or a director, there's something for everyone. The problems we face in our own credit unions, what I quickly found out, is actually the worldwide. Not necessarily word for word the same, yeah, but in general, the actual issues, yeah, very similar. I just hope anyone listening can realise how passionate I am about it. If they've got any reservations about sending a delegate, I would reassure them it's the best thing, the finest. If they want to invest and develop their team or the volunteers or the board, it's the finest opportunity they have to do that. And I think the investment in the long term of things, if you can keep hold of that person, the investment is nothing for what you get back.
Well, a big thank you to Andy Davey from the Co-op Credit Union in Manchester. And it certainly seems to have had a profound effect on Andy's outlook on credit unions. I thought it was useful to actually catch up with Marlene Shields and ask her the question that you're probably all asking yourselves now whilst you're listening, and that is, what is the development education program for credit union people?
That's a really good question, Chris. And so if you've never heard of DE, but someone says this is a program that you need to go on, the first thing I would say to someone is you have to be open-minded. You have to leave all of your thoughts about how a credit union works at the door. You have to come into that room ready to learn. And I will tell you, one of the most striking things, and I still remember it to this day, because at the end of DE, we have a graduation ceremony, because this is a really important program. You're giving up 5 days of your time, which is a huge amount to ask anyone to give up. You're leaving your family, you're leaving your credit union. It's a big, big investment. And I will tell you, one of the most striking things at our graduation ceremony I ever heard was from Harry Lindsay from Liverpool. We both know Harry. And he stood up at the end and he said, I have to say, when I was asked to go on DE, I thought, there's nothing these people can teach me, but I might learn something. But I could give a lot. And then he said, well, I was wrong. I was completely and utterly wrong. I've been in credit unions for 25 years, and I've realized now I know nothing. I'm just scratching the surface. I have so much more to learn. So this is someone who was 25 years in credit unions, who stood up there in front of his whole class and said, I have more to learn. I have so much more to learn. So it's come with an open mind. It's like no other program that you will ever have been on. It's very inspirational. It's innovative. The learning's innovative. And it changes every year. No two programs around the world are the same. There's a similar format just because we have a format to follow. But every year it will be different because every year things move on. You know, statistics change, topics change, and issues change. You know, had we been running a program, COVID would have played a huge part in that. How do we help our members through a pandemic? Because we've never done that before. So it's come with an open mind, and don't come with any preconceived ideas. Be ready to work hard because this is a really challenging program, but it's also probably the most rewarding program you'll ever do in your life as well.
I'm the director in the board meeting now, and he wants to know, what's the structure of the day and the structure of the week?
Well, you see, we don't like to tell you too much before you come along, because if we told you how hard you have to work, you wouldn't come. That's the reality. But it's the reward at the end of every day. You will build friendships. You will build a network, a lifetime network. I am still in touch with my classmates from 2000. In fact, I'm going to be Zooming with one of them this weekend. That network of over 2,500 people around the world, you can tap into that 24/7, and it's invaluable. You couldn't buy that, Chris. You couldn't buy that investment. You couldn't buy that network. You couldn't buy what you get back from that program. If you have a challenge in your credit union, you get on the DE Facebook, you get on to your classmates, you get on to program organizers, and I can tell you within minutes, you'll have someone there wanting to help. As a director, you can't buy that. Send your people on DE.
Okay. Well, now let's do some practical stuff now. Now, I know we're living in a different world than we ever imagined. So how much is it going to cost for the typical UK development educators course for someone to go on, all things included?
My cost, that's a really good question. And it will be in the region of, and please don't hold me to this, but it will be in the region of about £1,200. And that's all in. So from the minute you arrive on the Wednesday till you leave the following Tuesday, you have no other expense. Everything is covered. All your training materials, all your tutorials, all of the speakers, everything is covered. All of your food, all of your accommodation. So it sounds like an awful lot, particularly for small credit unions. But as I said earlier, this is a huge investment in your people, and you will get it back tenfold, I promise. That's a guarantee.
Many thanks to Marlene Shields. Now, I wanted to know more about the North American or the United States DE program. And the person that I had heard is so closely associated with the successful North American program is Lois Kitch. Lois had been the National Program Director for the National Credit Union Foundation for quite some years, and she'd always been involved in the development of the education program itself, but she's also been involved in helping the DE programs develop throughout the world. I started out by asking her the same question that I asked Marlene and that I've asked Andy, and seeing if she gives me a different answer, and that is, what is the DE program in the United States?
So DE is a five or six or seven day immersion program into all things credit unions. So if you think about, there's many courses that teach you how to run a credit union. This program is actually designed to teach and to think about, why should credit union professionals be excited about credit unions? So it really delves into the issues around credit unions that not only get us jazzed about credit unions, but really help us understand how credit unions can really benefit members and how members that are benefited can actually move up a wealth path at the same time uplifting communities. A lot of times people ask me what's in the secret sauce of DE that makes it so extremely popular. And it's really hard to define, but think about putting 42 or 48 individuals in a room who are excited already about credit unions and then spend 6 days with them really digging into why credit unions can bring back some really impactful change. It's a very empowering, transformative life experience that many, many DEs equate with a turning point in their lives to become service-oriented versus either career or job-oriented.
There's an understanding and acceptance that people that go on management training events often get some form of personal development that's life-changing. But I hear this aspect quite often when people have been on these DE courses. What is it that you think makes these courses so different?
Well, and the personal relationships that are built are life-changing and long-lasting. So it also opens a door to a network of credit union professionals around the globe. So if I walk into a room and someone says to me, "Are you a DE?" I have an immediate connection with that person, whether they're from Kenya or Malawi or, you know, the UK, Liverpool, or the United States, Canada. And that kind of network is also a powerful tool for credit union professionals to really get access to innovative strategies that our credit unions may be using in a country that's different from their own. It also is a very powerful lesson in cooperation. So most credit union professionals that go through DE are very cooperative with their neighbor credit unions. So there's a direct impact on the credit union, not only the operations and the business model of the credit union, but the very vision and the mission that the credit union has. When you go through DE, you become very member-centered and you become very focused about the value of a credit union.
So how do I begin then? Do I just apply to any DE program anywhere in the world?
First and foremost, you have to go to your home program. And that is a way to make sure. So every program has got an element of the same activities, but is also unique to the country or the place it's from. So if you think about development issues in the UK, they're very different than the development issues in Africa. So in order to really truly benefit your own movement, you're really required to go to the own. So Chris, you would have to go to the EU program before you could come to America. Once that happens, then it's just an application process and an availability process of coming to the US program. So it could be, for example, you went through the EU program 10 years ago and all of a sudden you're interested in being revitalized and excited about credit unions. You could apply for an opportunity to participate in any of the other programs.
So you're not telling me it's too late then? There's still chance for me now, Lois.
Oh, I have had people go through DE in their 70s and then go on and do amazing work. I can tell you a story about a very good friend of mine, Bert Hash, who ran a very big credit union in the U.S., MeQ in Baltimore. And he went through DE as he was retiring. And 4 or 5 years later, he's become very active in the African program. He is on the board of directors of the African Credit Union Foundation. He goes to all of their annual congresses. And I don't believe for a minute he would have done any of those things had he not first done DE. So, Chris, you're not off the hook. You have plenty of time to go to DE.
I can see I might have to cave in and try what this magic sauce is at some point. Maybe then I'll truly get to find out what it is the DE magic is all about. But surely I'm getting too old for all this.
Here's the benefit of that, though, Chris. You've spent many years in credit unions. There is a valuable gift you can give back to young people that are going through DE. You can also get very energized and excited about how they're excited about credit unions. One of the things, the value of credit unions is, the value of DE is the diversity of the participants. They're young, they're old, they're gay, they're straight, they're female, they're male, they're rich, they're poor. I mean, it's the whole idea that there's something for everyone.
Well, there we have it. The DE program continues. And I must thank Andy, Marlene and Lois for their passionate witness of how potent this cooperative means of education is. If you are interested in the forthcoming DE events, firstly, this European DE workshop is being held on the 22nd of April 2021 and will be open to all UK and international development educators. They're also planning, subject to government rules allowing, to hold their first face-to-face DE program since 2019 in September 2021 in Liverpool. If you're interested in the European course, the contact person is Carol Philbin at Partners Credit Union. That's Carol Philbin at Partners Credit Union. And her email address is carol, without an E, dot Philbin at partnerscreditunion.co.uk. So that's carol.philbin, P for Papa, Philbin, Carol Philbin at partnerscreditunion.co.uk. She sends out all the appropriate details, application forms, etc., prices and so on. Now, regarding the United States course, they actually have just begun their first DE program this week. The session is a virtual learning event and will run for 4 weeks. You can learn more about their learning at the Foundation's own website. I'm going to give you the website address now. It's www.ncuf.coop. That's www.ncuf.coop. So if you just go on the Foundation's website and click through to development education, you'll see what they've got on offer. Their second session of 2021, which is currently sold out with a waiting list, will run from April 26th to May 21st. But they also plan to host one DE class in autumn 2021. And the dates for this session have not been announced yet, as like everyone else, they're waiting on additional government guidance around whether or not classes can be held face to face. They don't have an application process for DE training in the traditional way. What they ask is interested credit union employees and volunteers can register for their desired program on a first-come, first-served basis. So good luck to all DEs, as they call themselves, when they try and register, or future DEs, as they register on that website. Thanks for listening, but I'll say personal development and management training, particularly good quality education, is surely the backbone of a thriving credit union sector if we are to keep up with our competitors.